Chapter 4, Income Streams 5 through 7. All right, Carrie, so we get to go deeper now with some more streams. Let's assume we have our first four streams. They're out there. They're good. Where can we go from there? We have a couple different streams to talk about. First of all, a self-study course. I know courses are getting popular.
Yes, yes. Income stream number 5 is self-study. But Mike, I got to go back one second just because I can't. I got to give value.
Let's do it.
Another thing about audiobooks, I forgot to say this, is that at least today, at the time of this recording, they have a bounty program on ACX and Audible. What I want people to realize is you can make some major money on audiobooks because of the bounty program. Today, if you put out your book with your bounty link and say, hey, friends, family, get my audiobook for free when you subscribe for 30 days to a trial for free. Okay. So check it out. You're basically getting a link for free to send to all your friends, family, fans, followers, etc. If they start an Audible subscription with that link, and remember, the first 30 days is free. If they stay for till day 61, guess how much you get, Mike? Not $7, $70.
That's a good chunk of change.
It is crazy. So I've known authors that put this as their signature. Basically, hey, get my audiobook for free when you start a subscription. Link below. You send out hundreds of emails a week. This is just great, smart marketing, where now people are clicking on that and they're saying, oh, you know, I've thought about Audible. I'm going to give it a shot. They subscribe for 30 days. They click your bounty link. Not only do you get the profit and royalty from that, but you get a $70 bounty. You do that 10 times, $700. You do it 100 times, that's $7,000 extra just because you're promoting for your friends, families, and followers a free link. So had to share that. I'm glad we include it in chapter 3 because—
Yeah, bonus exclusive content here.
Listen, I want to pour on the value, and I've made some nice money through the bounty links.
That's great.
I will say that with the bounty link, you need to choose exclusive rights, meaning with ACX and Audible, you are only selling it there, you know, because then they give you a 40%. It's like an extra bump. But yeah, let's jump into self-study courses. I just got done filming with a great couple, Mark and Sonia. Their course. They flew in from Montreal. Mark's book is The Lucky Formula. Sonia's book is Healing Beyond the Shadow. But yeah, we came in and check this out. This is really interesting, Mike. Sonia filmed her course first before her book. So this is interesting. I want authors to realize, like, you could actually do your course first. And here's what's nutty, all right? You do your course, you have the videos, you pop them into Otter AI, and now it'll transcribe it for free. And now you have your entire book from your course.
So transcribe your course, get it transcribed, and then you have the written manuscript.
You have the manuscript. Now listen, that'll be 80%. You'll need to, of course, polish it a little bit because you speak differently than you write. And people might say, well, Carrie, why would people pay $500 for a course and pay $15 for a book if it's the same content? Great question. A lot of reasons. A book is a spectator experience. Okay. It's like a movie. You're not watching Lord of the Rings and Frodo says, okay, everyone, get out your notebooks. How would you feel right now if you had to take the ring? Like, it, you know, they don't do that. A movie's spectator. So is a book. A book is a passive experience. But when you do a course, people are expecting, yeah, the author's telling me to stop, go to my guidebook, jot down my thoughts. It's a very active, you're actually a participant when you're in a course. You have a login, you have a password, you can pause, you can fast forward, you have lifetime access. Some courses even have integrated communities where now you're watching the course, but you're commenting below and previous course attendees can see your comments, or it's tied to a Facebook group or Mighty Networks. So all I'm saying is that a course is a very experiential way to consume your content. But Sonia did her course first. Mark, on the other hand, had his book written. So now Mark's book is done, and now he's filming his course. And yes, new, fresh content's being shared that's not even in the book. So it's a very cool thing. You can do course first, you can do book first, but a great price point is anywhere from $200 to $500 for a course, maybe more. But that's typically $200 to $500. I encourage you, you'll be able to charge more if you have a community attached to it. Doesn't mean a lot of time. You could actually have a VA run your community and post things. And we'll talk about, like, the reason why to build a community is so that you serve them, but they also get your other income streams. You see what I'm saying? Some limited poor authors might be like, limited thinking poor authors are saying, well, I just want their money. And then, you know, I don't care if they do the course. No, no, no. You want people to do the course. You want to have them connect with the community. You want to have them experience transformation. Why? Because some of them will then say as well, I want more.
It goes back to that integrated product suite, right? You got the iPod. We're like, ooh, now, yes. There's an iPhone. Oh, wow, look at this. Yeah. Oh, an iPad. It's like a bigger iPhone. Great. And those people are in the community seeing other people having other different experiences, different products. And, ooh, I want what they have. And that's the benefit of a community for you as an author who's just looking to make income even. That's valuable to you, let alone the community that people get to experience. Now, Carrie, I'm an author. I don't have the money to go fly in and hire a videographer to film my course. Like can I have a course made if I can't afford all of that stuff?
Yes. With Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, I mean, we have basically all different types of clients. Some clients say, I just want you to consult with me. Some clients say, I'm going to film the course, but I need you to build the course. Other clients like Mark and Sonia, or Justin Donald, they just say, look, you bring in the team, you bring in the cameras, you take care of everything. And we even interview them. You know, like, in other words, I was the interviewer. I was your position with Justin or with Mark. We brought in Lisa with Sonia. So I've done other courses. I'm in my wife's office right now. Ghostwriter Academy. I did that whole course, me sitting right here and pressing record and doing it right here and looking into the camera. I will tell people, lighting is huge. You can see if you have a course where they can't see your eyes, they can't see your face. Again, you want them to bond with you. You want to serve them. So I would say audio and lighting. And your video, you already have a camera right there. You can totally do that. So you can do a course on a shoestring budget. You put it in Kajabi, okay, or Thinkific. Mm-hmm. There's many different platforms you can research this. Or if people are listening and saying, Carrie, listen, my time is so precious, I don't have, you know, the time. Great. Find your who. Dan Sullivan says who, not how. Don't ask how, ask who. And Igniting Souls Publishing Agency would love to help. There's other companies you can Google. But yeah, don't let the tech stop you.
Don't limit yourself based on the money, the technology. There are ways to make a course and connect with your people that can be relatively inexpensive for you. And it's just a matter of doing it. And the benefit, of course, of these self-study courses is the passive income, the passive impact that that can have. Once you make it and you put it out there, then that's up for grabs for people who are interested in that, in going deeper with your content.
Next point, though, I know what some people are saying. You can't do a course on fiction. What are you talking about, Carrie? Actually, you can. Go to elixirprojectbook.com. You'll see I wrote a fiction book in 2014. It released in 2016. And then check it out, Mike. We created the Elixir Project Experience course in 2016, December. Over 100 people bought immediately. It was $500. So, you know, right there, do the math. That's 50 grand. That's more than most fiction authors will ever make in their life. But the book was all about how people's brains get hacked. And it was about a future society, and it was dystopian, and it was kind of like similar to Hunger Games or Divergent. It took place at Kenyon College. I mean, people can check out the book. It's very much a fiction book. But then what I said is, how can I take the fiction content and apply it in a course? And so then you know that I talked about how you can become unhackable in work and life, how you can stop getting your dreams hacked. And so, yeah, any fiction book, I mean, you could have a fiction book about relationships, which most fiction books are about relationships or have relationships, and you could do a self-study course about that. So, for example, a marriage relationship or two sisters who reconcile. You could have a sibling reconciliation course. So I want people to realize, like, listen, if they built Harry Potter into a theme park and butterbeer and a restaurant and roller coasters, I mean, the sky is the limit. You can take a fiction book and pump this into all 18 streams of income. And I have. And the reason why I did is because I got sick of people saying to me, your model only works for nonfiction.
And challenge accepted.
Yeah. For a while I was like, you know what? Maybe they're right. And then I said, I'm going to prove them wrong. And so then I did Elixir Project, and you know, we turned it into 18 streams of income, like conference, mastermind, coaching, certification. And then it wasn't until 2020, 4 years later, check this out, that I wrote Unhackable, a nonfiction version. So you could do that. You could write a fiction book and then eventually turn it into a nonfiction book, the principles, or vice versa. I mean, I'm all for experimenting with all this stuff.
Yeah, because I mean, we're authors, we're storytellers, we're writing, even if it's fiction, not just a story for story's sake, it's because there's a theme, it's because there's a problem that we're, you know, having our hero find a solution for. And those themes we can creatively apply to the real world. It's probably why we wrote it in the first place. You probably don't have to dig very deep to know in your case, the issue here in this fictional world is people are getting hacked.
Yeah.
That happens in real life. And so, of course, you can have a course built around teaching people that. And what's better is, like, then you can go then make the nonfiction version, companion version of the book, and start the process all over again. So much depth that you can do and places you can go with a fiction book.
Absolutely. Yeah. Number six, live coaching, right?
So yes. So we got self-study courses, and you said there might be a community involved with that. Now we're talking live coaching, that it's not a pre-recorded video of you teaching your content. This is live coaching for readers.
Uh-huh. And what's interesting is that you can actually do six, press record, and it becomes five. Like, in other words, your live coaching course, I mean, how many times did I do this? I did your secret name course. I did the deeper path course. I did day job to dream job course. But I did it live. I pressed record. And now for the rest of my life, we have a self-study version. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you do live coaching, right? You got people in a Zoom chat or whatever, and you record that. So then, boom, you can post that. Hey, anyone else want to do some self-study? Here's the course. that was pre-recorded live at one point and is now available to people that you just basically made two streams out of one.
Exactly. It's that evergreen, that's what we call it. And, you know, you do put a guidebook in there and don't overthink the guidebook. The guidebook can literally be excerpts of your book, but it creates space. Mm. So for example, if you're saying, you know, people's brains get hacked every day. Science shows this, blah, blah, blah. Then you say, in what ways did you get hacked this last week? Write your thoughts below. And then say, now look at those ways that you got hacked. Was it worth it? Or do you have regret? Hmm. And then your next question, what actions can you take to not get hacked this next week? Write them down below. Like, it's literally your book or excerpts of your book written with space and questions.
Giving people a space and an opportunity to think of these things for themselves and respond according to the content that you offer them.
Yeah. One other tip, especially with the deeper path, and folks, I would encourage you, like, you got the audiobook now, which is great. Awesome. Keep it. Love it. Consider getting the physical book, because in the physical book, we can put links. Mm-hmm. And in the physical book, I put all kinds of links. I mean, heck, I say get all three versions. Why? The paperback, you can jot in. The ebook, you click the links. So now all of a sudden you got the ebook open and you click, 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 click. And here's what's going to happen. You're going to save tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours seeing, oh, there's the link that Carrie did for the deeper path. I'm going to look at his sales page. Ooh, I'm going to get tips from it. Oh, that's how he positioned it. Here's what I suggest. Don't use your coaching calls to teach the content. Okay, that's what the recordings are for.
Okay.
So like, for example, the Deeper Path cohort, what I do with that is I have 10 modules, and in those 10 modules, they get the content, you know, like a 30-minute lesson. Well, I don't have on the live coaching call me reteach that 30 minutes. That would be a waste of their time. Instead, I say you're paying more for live coaching. So watch the recording this week and come to the coaching call. And now I'm going to coach you around the content. Does that make sense? So like In module one, I say, okay, guys, you saw the lesson. Now, Billy, where is your block from the content? Let's take a deep dive into you. And all of a sudden, Billy now is like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. I'm getting personal coaching in a small group. And now they pay more because you're giving more value. You give them lifetime access to the course, but then you give them the live coaching.
And you don't have to regurgitate the content over and over again. You let them go through the content and then you bring it back. You apply it to them. You ask them those questions about digging deeper.
Yeah, you have choices. You can say, I'm only going to do one ever live coaching cohort, press record, and then forever and ever and ever, it's now a self-study course. Or you can say, hey, I'm only doing three lives a year. And the rest of the time, if people buy, it's self-study. And you increase your rates when you do it live. So yeah, you have so many options.
Well, I want to ask you a question, and you can answer it and then use that to launch into this next stream that we're going to talk about. But I don't think I've actually asked you this question before. What was the first time that someone approached you and said, Carrie, I'm a student of yours. I love this content. I love your course. I want to teach other people this. Can you, like, how do I teach other people your content? Can you, like, when was the first time that that happened for you?
I remember it. It was with your secret name, Desiree Arney. Okay. Never met her. But, and by the way, folks, I did not come out as an author in 2003 saying, oh, I know all these 18 streams of income. Mike, all this came from the struggle of saying there's more. Like, I wish I could say, hey, in 2003, I wrote one book. It became an international bestseller. And I made so much money that I was able to leave my day job and do what I love.
Sure, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Didn't happen.
I think J.K. Rowling maybe had that. I don't think she even had that. That doesn't really happen.
It, you know, that did not happen. I wrote book one, crickets. Book two, crickets. Book three, crickets. Book four, your secret name, almost crickets, kind of crickets. But once it came out, Desiree said, "You don't know me. I read your book. I found it at a bookstore. Oh my gosh, it's mind blowing. It's my story. It's, you know, this touches my heart. We need to talk." And man, I picked up the phone and I said, "Tell me more." And she said, "I love this content. You know, God renamed me and I wrote a children's book on it." And I didn't know what to say, but I think I probably said, "Do you want to join our team?" I did. And because I don't know, I'm just into growth and stuff and synergy. And she said, "Yeah, what does that mean?" And I said, "I don't really know, but it means that you start teaching the content." And from this, I learned that I could actually certify people on the content. And that means, again, this takes abundance thinking. Because I had people in my life say, "Why would you do that? Why would you take your book and your PowerPoint slides and your handouts, and why would you either allow someone for free or sell them into a certification?" And I'm all for, I think you should sell them, because I think they'll own it more. I think they'll take more responsibility. If you just give it to them for free, it's like, "Oh, I didn't do anything." But what's happened today, Mike, today we have over 300 certified coaches, speakers, and trainers on Your Secret Name, Deeper Path, Day Job to Dream Job, Unhackable. We even have people show up, Filled Up just came out and they said, "Please create a certification." You know, there's a guy named Chaz who's certified on there, all the others. And he's like, "Oh man, you got to create a certification on this." There's people who say, "I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. I don't have the creativity. I don't have the, it's not my, we call it your opus. It's your burning passion. It's not my opus to create the content. Can you just certify me on it?" And there's people who will literally pay $1,000, $2,000, $5,000. You know, it depends how much support you give them. But what you do is you give them your slide deck, you give them your course. And here's what else you can do. You can allow them to resell the course and get profit. So let's say your course is $500, but let's say you give it to your certified coaches at $250. Well, now they're out selling your book and they pay to be on your team, but I don't make them pay annually. I'd rather have them pay once and then the rest of their life, they keep 100% of the profits.
You don't have to keep track of anything. Like, you don't have to keep track of, like, are they still teaching? Are they still coaching? Or how much sales have they made this year? And I get a percentage of that? That would, I mean, I guess you could do that, but that's so much work.
I don't like that. I like entrepreneurs. So I say, listen, pay this fee. And by the way, again, in the ebook, link. Like, you can see all the, even for fiction, we have, you know, we have unhackable coaches that teach the Elixir Project experience. But now think about it. If they get 10 people to join their coaching group, they resell the course, they're happy because they just made $2,500, 10 times 250. You made $2,500, plus they joined your coaching team. And now your book's getting out there in the world. And now some of their 10 people want to get certified. It is it's unbelievable.
Well, this the last point here of this chapter, you say, "Let go and watch it grow." And you've kind of made reference to that a few times of like, look, you don't need to have your, you know, manage all these little moving parts as this thing expands. Are you tempted to try to control everything?
Oh, yeah. There's people that will say, "Oh, my gosh, that's my content. That's my baby. I don't know these people, what they're going to say. I don't know if they're going to misrepresent me." There's all kinds of fears you can have. That's why I make them an independent certified coach, speaker, and trainer, which says I am completely removed. And I also have an agreement that they agree to resell if they want. I even do something crazy, Mike. I let them co-brand. So I say, listen, if you got a passion for kids and you want to take your secret name and co-brand it and call it like your secret superpower based on your secret name, you know, I even let people co-brand it. Because here's my thought. I mean, I used to be a very insecure, controlling dude. And I mean, yucky stuff. Like I remember even being offended when I was a pastor that I wrote curriculum and another pastor put his name on it as a co-author and didn't do as much work as me. And I remember like feeling like, man, what the heck? And all I'm saying is that if you look up The Alchemist and you Google pirated copies of The Alchemist, it's one of the most popular books of all time. And he thanks people who pirated his book because it actually made him an international bestseller. The Civil Wars, a band, gave away their album free. And that's how they became popular back when they were together. My point is this. The Jimmy Dean Sasha strategy at Costco or Sam's Club. How do they get people to buy Jimmy Dean sausage? They give them a sample. You have to be generous as an author. I'm not saying you just let people rip off your stuff. I'm not saying you give every book away for free, but I'm saying that if you try to choke and hold back the influence, impact, and income, you'll kill it. And so a long time ago, I said, you know what? I have people, Mike, that quote me online and don't give me credit and say that they wrote it. And I mean, it used to just bug the junk out of me. It still bugs me a little bit, but I'm like, you know what?
Sure, it's not right. It's not good.
Yeah. But I'm like, you know what? Truth's going out. And and here's the thing. The people who do know you, they'll stand up for you and they'll protect you. And the more you serve, the more people fight for you. So I just feel that if you play a game of control and scarcity, you'll lose every time.
So let go and watch it grow. Very important lesson to keep in mind as we have talked about income streams 5 through 7, talking about self-study courses and live coaching and certifying coaches on your content. We've got more streams ahead in these 18 streams of income, and we'll continue on with income streams 8 through 10.